Good evening. I'm in the company of Saim Omar Khalifer for his first long feature film, Zagros, which opens tonight, the pre-launching of the Tournai Ramdam Festival, and which will be released on the 15th November in Belgium. Saim, good evening.
Good evening.
My first two questions will be quite simple. How was the story of Zagros inspired, and what did motivate you to make this movie?
Yeah, there is a lot of reasons that I decided to make this film. I always make stories, it's very close to my heart, but not autobiographical story, that the people not were thinking, okay, we'll see a story about Saim. No, we'll see a story of Saim, but not exactly his autobiographical story. So the first reason that I have also decided, like Zagros, to left my country because of a lot of reasons there, traditional and religious. We should make a lot of decisions in our life there. We cannot be free like individual European people to make own decisions. Yeah, we make decisions and later you say, oh, the decision that I have made, it is it okay or not? Is it true or not correct? And also another reasons, when I was very young, I was 11 years old, I saw when the Iraqi government, they go back to Baghdad and then the Kurdish parties, they controlled Kurdistan. At that time, you have seen a lot of Kurdish guerrillas, fighters. They came to our village. For me, it was really inspiring to see them with a lot of power and a lot of, inspiration for our very conservative village. At that time, for me, it's very magical to see them, how they came there and how high they encourage another woman in our society to push them and to ask to let them to be more like a man. And that's really, I like it because in Kurdistan, it's a huge contrast. If you go to the mountain, for example, you see, wow, there, the women, the girls, they have a lot of power, sometimes more than men. If you come to some very small villages, conservative, you see, no, the women here, they have nothing to say, nothing to do here.
Yes, and when we read the synopsis of the film, we might think that the story of Zagros is about a man torn between the love for his wife and the respect of his familial code of honor. But actually, it goes much further than that, because it has a universal dimension, because you deal with jealousy. And in that respect, I immediately thought about Othello.
Yeah.
He has Zagros as a Shakespearean stuff, as a character. Was it a deliberate choice or not?
Yeah. For me, I haven't seen Othello, unfortunately, but a lot of people think your film, your story, it looks like Othello. But my co-writer, Jean-Claude Van Rijckeghem, we have worked together. He was also thinking it looked like Othello. For me, I have no problem with that, because Othello, so it looks a very nice movie. But for us, it's really important to choose a character that he has also, we will never lose a sympathy with him, even when he came to Belgium, he became so jealous, he became so paranoid. Even with him, we know with that things, we never lose our sympathy for him. That was one of the reasons that we selected, of which we have chosen to have a shepherd. For example, in the first draft, it was a guerrilla. Zagros was one of the guerrillas. He was one of the fighters. But then we thought, okay, it will be maybe very difficult for the audience to accept him as the protagonist. He's also a guerrilla. Maybe he have killed a lot of people before, and it will be also political statement in the movie with a political background. So we decided to make him, well, a shepherd. But the shepherd is a modern shepherd, not like just classic shepherd in the daily Kurdistan lives. But because of his fantasy and respect for the woman, because he's always in contact with them in the mountain, so he decided also to marry with her sister. because he's from a conservative family, but he's doing everything to be modern, and his wife also doing to be one example in the village. But that's the story of the movie. How for somebody difficult is it to try just to become somebody else, and he's always confused between because his huge life love for his wife is huge, and also tradition is respectful for his family. He should be also okay. He's trying everything to survive, but in the end, so Zagros, he wins against his tradition and religion and norms, but he cannot win against his self-entire, I would say...
Emotions.
Emotions and jealousy and paranoia, so become somebody else, somebody who was the beginning of the movie, how do you say...
Actually, he is blinded.
Guilty, he's not guilty.
He's blinded by his jealousy.
Yeah, he
can't see things how they are, and his imagination is totally taking him this way. Talking about women, your male character is always on the front stage, but women are very present in your movie. Would you say that to some extent? You commit yourself in making this kind of movie, and I'm talking about a commitment in favor of women's condition.
Yeah, because for us it was really important to tell the story, to make it more realistic, to have a political background, but not to tell a main story, but a political situation in Kurdistan. Women movement, because we thought it would be really difficult for the audience here in Europe, of international audience, to accept or to understand the story. We will make it simple by the point of view of the man, a simple man. We will tell the story of women who become victims there, in especially in Kurdistan. But I think the main story is really universal. For example, the story of Zagros, you can't entirely do it in Belgium or another country. It's a love story about somebody who's losing himself, about jealousy and about passion. So the main story is really universal. But that, we, in the beginning, we thought we could make it more unique and exotic to put it there in Turkish Kurdistan. That for the audience, it will be also a way to learn more about our society and also about daily lives.
Yes, this hesitation between modernity and some kind of archaism. There is this kind of hesitation. The overwhelming weight of patriarchy is at the heart of your film, and I would even say that the dramatic tension of your film is greatly coming from this father, which succeeds in making himself perfectly hateful from a female point of view. Would you say that to some extent it is nowadays in Turkey, for example, more difficult for men to free themselves from this patriarchy than for women, because they have maybe women have not much to lose, but much more to gain, and not for men. It's not the case for men.
Yeah, I think it was also clear that, for example, the father, Abdullah, is doing everything to keep his reputation high in the village, to do for himself, not for the people. By, for example, having, he has respect for them, but for him it's really important because he is the village chef village. That's what we like to tell, that, for example, in our society, you can be victim because of the position of somebody else, because he would like to use you to get more power, to keep him at the position to be strong or to look people in their eyes. And that's the way that Abdullah coming so far to Europe to get Zagros back to there, because for him it's really important to can look at their family, of the people of the village, to be proud of himself. For example, he's telling him to go back if you come there, you'll be like a hero. That's the way that Zagros, he understands that his father's not doing for his own benefit. Yeah, he's just doing for himself, for his own sake.
Yeah.
And there's also the mother, she understands that. She just asked Zagros to come back. She never asked Zagros, for example, to kill Havin, because she understands Havin also as well, the
but
mother.
But this code of honor appears as a pretext to maintain a moral code, but actually it aims at enslaving women, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. Like I told you, that because of the huge contrast, for example, women in some places, of most places, they become like a slave that the men use them, but not in Kurdistan. I think with the most of the country, even in the modern country like Europe, in America. For example, have you heard about Weinstein, of the Academy Award? He used his position. He raped some girls.
Yes, that, actually.
It's a high position.
That was one of my questions, exactly, because the reality you describe is Turkish, but at the same time, when we look, when we consider this Weinstein movie, we could say, but our European modern, so-called modern democracies, do we really have made progress?
I think if you compare with our country, it's much better, but everywhere the women, they are very well always the victim. For example, the men used most of the time their power or their position to keep them under pressure, to use them. But even in the most of the countries, even in South Korea and China, everywhere, for me it's really pity that what happens with the women, because on paper they are really safe, they are very secure, and they have a lot of roles. But in our daily lives, it happens a lot of things with them. They don't dare to tell their family of to the police station. But in Kurdistan, in the Islamic country, it's really very worse. For example, a lot of women, they've been raped, they've been abused, but they never dare to tell their family, because if they tell them, they become for the second time a victim.
Yes, a victim.
Sometimes third time a victim. That's the way, I think. Yeah. That, for example, in our society, we have a lot of victims, women, they shut their mouth, they died with a lot of cigarettes.
I read the statistics in Turkey, and 53% of murdered women are murdered by their men, and if not, 17% by another member of the family. Which is completely crazy when you look at the statistics, and when you see other statistic, almost 16,000 people are charged of having been subject to violence against women, only about 6,000 are convicted.
Yeah, sure. But for example, in Turkey, they have organization. They can publish such a statistic and such analysis. For example, in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Dubai, there's nothing. Nobody knows about them. So there are a lot of millions of victims there, but there is nobody to talk about that.
Yeah.
For example, in some countries like Turkey, because there is no democracy, but sometimes they have organization. They publish that. People, they are knowing, okay, what happened there. But in some countries, that's Gulf countries, Arabic countries, it's really, really very bad. And what happens there, and nobody knows about them.
Yes, I have a last question, because we are running out of time, about heroism. Because you deal with this subject in two ways. A frontal way, as you have said, if Zagros wants to come back home as a hero, he has to kill his wife. But when we look at having his wife, when we look at these Kurdish female fighters, aren't they the real heroes too?
Yeah, I think, well, for example, Zagros, in his eyes of his father, can become a hero, but for Zagros himself, he's in the end, he understands, no, I am nothing. I had made a huge mistake in my life. I can never be corrected. I can never be okay with me later. But yeah, that's why I think we have changed the dialogue when he speak with his daughter. He said, "I am with Alice, my aunt, and she's have a new job." That the people were thinking, "Ah, sure, Alice, she's not fighting anymore. She's in the city. It seems that the women have
At the end, you mean,
get
yeah.
more high position and progress and must be better." That's also symbolic for having, mentality or how to say his way of life. It will be progressed in the future. That's I'm really impressed by them. So how they movement of the women. Because for me, Kurdistan is a bridge between Europe and Asia. But because of a lot of Kurdish movements, we have a lot of victims also. There's a lot of progress, but because of that progress, there's a lot of victims every day because the people, they are not ready to accept all the things. There's a lot of good things
Yes, it's a
happening and also a lot of victims.
yes, it's a paradox.
But I think it will be better in the future if you look at for example, in Kurdish Syria, everybody knows that Kurdish fighters, women especially, they have defeated ISIS, the most difficult and dangerous organization in the whole world. So if you look at that, say, oi, it will be
It will be better.
better, I think.
Okay, so we'll close this interview on this positive sentence. I thank you very much. It was a
Thank you.
pleasure meeting
Me
you.
too. Thank you.